You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. That quote coming from the one and only John Adams. Megan Ashley's career has been on a rocket pace since her first EP drop, but most important, she is fully guided by her faith, and she joins me right now on Our Faith, Our Country. Megan, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, howdy. Glad to be here.
Glad we could make this work out, and looking forward to talking with you. Tell our listeners how faith played a role in your family from the start. I know your dad played a huge part in you coming to Christ and being a follower.
Faith has always been a part of my life. My dad was the spiritual leader for sure. He primarily raised me. And so he always, you know, took me to church, whether it was from like, you know, the whole Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. He, you know, made sure that I knew who Jesus was and just the Bible and principles and all that great stuff. So
for those listeners out there that may not know a lot about your career, walk us through kind of how you got to the point where you are currently with your music career.
Obviously, God gives us everything. Everything good comes from Him. And so I started playing shows in college to help me get through college financially. And I've always loved music growing up. I, you know, taught myself like guitar, piano, violin, all that great stuff. And so, but really stuck with guitar and, you know, songwriting and stuff like that, you know, country music, that's what I love the most. And so I started playing shows in college, and I just have a huge belief that every opportunity, every show, every, you know, listener, that is all from, you know, the good Lord. And, you know, without those opportunities, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Also, just the principle of working hard and just sowing good seeds, I think, is a huge part of that as well.
How has being a follower of Christ help you kind of just stay in the moment and not get too high or too low?
I think that, you know, every day is a gift, as well as everything that God gives us, which is every day. I think staying in the moment is important, because if you're so focused on getting up to the top, which is, by the way, a very lonely place. there's not, I've always heard that quote, like the top, like people work so hard to get to the top just to be by themselves. But I think it's so important to see like each day, each opportunity, just as a moment to enjoy and to just like look around and like see what is around you, who is around you, you know, like who you can love, so what in the moment, you know? So I think that's super important. I wish I could say I was where I wanted to be at this point in time, but I just believe it's all for a reason. And, you know, it's however long it takes, that's how long it takes. And there's a plan for it all. So
I find that kind of interesting, though. You say you're not exactly where you want to be, but you're in a pretty good place. I mean, you've been able to tour with people like Phil Vassar. I mean, that's a pretty good place to be.
Absolutely. No, for sure. It is. But I guess like, I guess one of those things too, or something that I probably struggle with as well, is like, I would love to be at the next level when I'm already at, you know, at this certain level. And so I guess that's something I can learn myself, is just to enjoy that, you know, where I'm at.
For sure. Everybody has challenges. We all face challenges every single day. And I think that's one thing that people tend to not understand fully, is that when you become a follower of Jesus, right, challenges don't go away. You actually have a lot more challenges, if we're being completely honest. How has being a follower helped you through some of those challenges when it comes to daily life and also your music career?
Being a female in the music industry has been a huge challenge in itself. There's so many aspects of that. So I think, and honestly, if we're being honest, if I was not a believer and did not have my relationship with Jesus, I probably would have went back home to Texas at this point, just from the challenges and struggles I've been through here in Nashville, being a female. I feel like at this point, honestly, that like, I'm just looking forward. I'm looking ahead. Like, I'm not focused on what has happened in the past or what challenges there are. I'm just like, okay, I need to keep going. And I think that is the biggest thing, is like, just keep going, like, you know, continue the race. You know, I think that's the biggest thing.
We've had a couple different people on the podcast from the music scene. What do you think it is about country music and being a follower of Jesus that just fits together so incredibly well?
Absolutely. And I love this because I would say my aesthetic is like an old country home with just like the, you know, the half circle American flag thing. If you know what I'm talking about, or just a flag out in the porch, like front porch. That is so me. And I think that's just the way, obviously for our time, it was what our, you know, country was founded on was, I mean, that's obviously they had hymns and that was kind of like the music back then. But then like, just like the history of country music and how it is so closely related, and it's about life, you know? And I mean, obviously nowadays, it's like, you know, more, a lot of it is more secular, but ultimately it is about life, and like God is a part of life, like God, family, country. And so I think that's why it's so similar, you know, and that is what, you know, country music, it's like three chords and the truth. And and like, obviously God is the truth. And like, it may not be like a praise per se psalm, but I think ultimately like it can be that embedded in it. And I think what's even more special about that and why I love country music so much, and as a believer, I feel called to the country music scene, is because obviously we're here to reach like non-believers, right? They're the ones that are listening to country or, you know, more secular music. So how can you reach them? And I believe that you can still do that through country music.
Definitely. Now, let's go to the American side here. The love for our country. There's a song that you did that I think all of my listeners, if you have not heard it, y'all need to go find this song. What was the reason behind American Summer?
Well, I first started out with the title of it. And at the time, there had not been a song called American Summer yet written or released.
At all, ever, anywhere.
At all, yeah, nowhere. Since then, there has been, but outside of mine. But I was like, oh, perfect. It was like January. And I was just kind of like brainstorming what I wanted to release that year in 2021. And so I was like, oh, American Summer. Like, those are the two things I love the most, is America and summer. And I was like, put it together. And but obviously, and I wanted it to be like a fun, like summer beach song you listen to at the lake or whatever, like on 4th of July, Memorial Day, you know, just the patriotic holidays and stuff like that. And I wanted it to include the values I grew up on. So when I went into that riot, I was like, hey, this is a song we're writing. This is what I want to make sure we include in there. And that was just like, you know, working hard, respecting the flag, respecting those who served. I do have some, you know, mentions of a Baptist church and, you know, and different stuff like that, fishing and, you know, dirt doesn't hurt you, you know, you can get out and, you know, go fishing and get dirty, have fun, and front porch. Yeah, so that's what that song is all about.
There's another song that you very recently released, and I've got to ask you this. Have you had any contact yet at all with George Strait? And if so, what kind of feedback have you gotten about All My Exes Live in Texas?
I have not met George Strait yet, surprisingly. My dad grew up right down the street from him. And obviously, so I'm from like the San Antonio area, and that is where George Strait lives. It is actually on my bucket list this year. I'm like, would love to meet George Strait. But he is somebody I feel like, I don't know, I just like feel like, I know like he is like the king of country, but I just feel like a weird, I guess, connection to him, just because like he grew up, like his dad raised him, he grew up in a Baptist church, and like that was exactly my story. And so I love that. I love George Strait. That is like home to me, because that is basically what I was raised on and stuff. But with All My Exes Live in Texas, I had the idea for a long time, and I was like, you know what? I re-released my first EP. It was remastered. And then I was like, I want to include something else on here, kind of like Texas related. And I was like, oh, I've had this idea for a long time. And so we rewrote the first verse, which is the female names, and I'm obviously I did male names, so I was like, oh, the female version, this would be great. The feedback I get, people love it. It's a little bit different. I didn't want to be the exact same, obviously, because I don't want to just like copy it exactly. So me and my producer kind of made it a little bit more, like, you know, a little more fun, a little more modern, a little different, a little spicy. And people just like, they love it. Like, they just like laugh about it when I sing it. So when I play it at shows. So yeah.
Let's turn back to faith a little bit here. What are some of your favorite Bible verses?
I have like my stereotypical one, which is Romans 8:28, which is, we know all things come together for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. I just love that one. The other one, okay, I am going to butcher it, so I'm just going to pull it up here really quick, but it's Psalm 23:6. Truly goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I love that because, you know, I think it just kind of relates to Romans 8:28 as well, which is just all things will come together for good. And I think it's the same thing as well, just knowing that, like, surely goodness and love will follow us, you know, all the days of our life. So, you know, God has good and love for each day of our life, no matter what. So those are my favorite two right now.
What advice would you have for those people that are kind of out there straddling the fence about whether or not to turn their life over?
That's a good question. Ultimately, I personally cannot imagine my life without having God at the center. There's days where, you know, I'm just like, I mean, I would never be like, oh, forget the Lord, you know, but there's days where I'm just like, oh, like, I just don't know what to do. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm out of in God, so I don't know, I'm waiting on you kind of thing. I think those are like the most challenging parts of faith, especially like when things happen and you just don't get it. And you're just like, well, I guess it's out of my hands and trusting God. But I think ultimately tying in Romans 8:28, knowing that if you're on the fence and knowing that, like, if you do just allow God to have the will of your life and guide your every day, that no matter what happens, it's for your good, and he will bring good and he will be glorified through every aspect of your life if you hand that over to him. I think if not, and I was actually thinking about this the other day, if you decide to like not go that route, there's that promise isn't there. So it's just the promises, just being able to trust in the Lord. If you decide to do that, you have so many promises that he has promised, and so much goodness and love and just incredible things. Hopefully that wins somebody over, but that's my belief, and I strongly believe that.
Megan, thank you so much for joining us on Our Faith, Our Country. Before we sign off, go ahead and pray out the show.
Lord, thank you so much for this day, for the opportunity to just be here and talk about you, God, and just the life and the gifts that you've given us. God, I pray that everybody listening would just be blessed today, that you would just pour a little blessing on them, open their heart to your word. God, I pray that you would keep us safe and keep us fighting for our faith, our country, and all the good things you have for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening to this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.